Check 1 2, check 1 2. It's kind of funny if you think about it, how hard the left is going after conservatives. I mean, they're even going after Sarah Palin, who's not even running for president this time. She's not running for president. She's not running for VP. She's just talking. And yet there's such orchestrated attempts to trash her once again. And I think it's funny because, you know, Sunday there was two competing movies, if you will, that you could have watched. You could have watched Undefeated, which is kind of a documentary on the life of Sarah Palin prior to running for vice president. And then you have the HBO version called Game Change, where they try to mock Sarah Palin and John McCain on their run to the White House, and how Sarah Palin, you know, acted kind of spoiled and was not prepared and you know, just really unelectable, if you will. And what's funny about that is that she was sabotaged by her own inner campaign staffers. Nicole Wallace and I think it's Steve Schmidt, both of them acted against her. They were so worried, I guess, about McCain getting the light, and they were so put off by Sarah Palin because she's such an independent person, and she knows what she's doing. I mean, she may have not done it on a national level, so she'd need help in that regard of maybe the pitfalls of a national campaign. But as far as running for office, the woman had done it time and time again. Even if she had state governor, she's still more qualified to be president, knowing nothing else than Barack Obama. And yet, people on both sides trash her. And that's how you know who truly is made for this business of politics. Because when you can get it from both sides and still hold your ground and still be the person you are and still believe in the convictions that you have and still get out there day after day, night after night, and still stay in the limelight, even though you know you're getting trounced on, that's the kind of person who needs to lead America back to its founding. From Dallas, I'm Elijah B. Have a great day.